reporting from North Vancouver, BC. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. An exhibition that has been years in the making, acclaimed Sakwekum artist, curator, and scholar Tanya Willard's Photolithics is now open for the public at the Polygon Gallery in North Vancouver. The name Photolithics is a joining of ancient words for light and stone, which relates to Willard's art practice where the sun and the land often play a vital role. CJSF was invited for a tour of the exhibition, where we were able to walk through the gallery space with Tanya Willard, as well as the exhibit's curators, Monika Shevchek and Serena Steele. The politics and perspectives of photography are a big part of this exhibition, and one specific piece in the exhibition titled Only Available Light encapsulates a significant part of Willard's work in which the settler lens that Indigenous people throughout Canada have been traditionally portrayed through, whether that be through photography or video, is critiqued. Photography is often considered a neutral method of representation. However, the portrayals of Indigenous peoples in Canada, as shown throughout the exhibition, has often been used as a tool of colonization. Here is Willard's explanation of this specific piece.
Another series of work in the exhibition Photolithics, through and through, are recent works that extend a practice and an inquiry that started when I made Only Available Light. That was a long process of me thinking through my Master's of Fine Arts, in which I was looking at anthropometric data and sculptural busts made of Suquamish men in the late 1800s, and the anthropologist Harlan Smith and his role in filmmaking, with a particular film in the late 1920s called The Shuswap Indians of British Columbia. And this was a series of ethnographic films that Smith made of different Indigenous groups. And so one being my nation, Suquamish people. And The Shuswap Indians of British Columbia, I thought, was a really interesting piece because when it was made around 1927 or released, was the years it became mandatory to attend residential school for young Indigenous people. And at the same time, the audience for these films was at the Children's Museum in Ontario, in Ottawa. These films about us living in our traditional ways would be screened to an audience of non-Indigenous people who, you know, were curious, were engaged by our ways, and yet simultaneously that way of living was under attack by residential school systems and cultural genocide policies and assimilation. And so the contrast in that was so disturbing, and also my own, you know, intergenerational kind of experience with day school, residential schools. You know, I'm part of that history and how it affects us today, how it affects all of us. In that work, I wanted to think about healing. I wanted to think about the power of the camera and how it framed us ethnographically for that kind of othering, but also the ways we can take that back.
After the tour, we spoke with Tanya Willard about her process and what she hopes audiences consider when looking through the space that this exhibition has been placed in.
Do you ever think or like have concerns about the way your art is perceived by others that come into this space? You know, like if someone were to not read anything and just look at the photos, they may be like, oh, photography. But, you know, the way that you're speaking about, like, what were the conditions that these photos were taken in? What's the history behind them? Who gets to tell these stories? Who gets to represent indigeneity, especially at that time? I guess, how do you hope audiences, like, perceive this space and interact with it?
Yeah, it's absolutely imperfect, and not everybody is going to understand the complex histories, presence, and futures that I am indicating. But I hope that's also, the work is not only meant to be that, you know? It's also meant to reach out and to speak and it impacts me in my heart and my spirit. And so I'm thinking that at some point, if you're attuned, you might pick up on that. And you know, when you release the work in this way, it has to speak for itself, and you have to be open to what other people will bring to it. And it might be inattention. It might be, you know, exactly, oh, that's an interesting photo, or it's not an interesting photo. But at a certain point, it's released, and it's in the world, and it's a piece of me in relation to people. And if it's an opportunity and an invitation to go deeper, and if you don't choose that invitation at this point, maybe you will at another point in your life, maybe you won't. You know, it's not everything for everyone. It is a reflection, a moment, a scattering, a refraction, a diffraction, a way of thinking, a way of me spending time with the land, my community, what is valuable to me. And so in the end, it's still great because I've still spent that time. I've still developed those practices. I still developed those tools and strategies, and they will help my community. They will help my family. And so I'm immensely grateful for that.
You know, we touched on it earlier, like how audiences may perceive the work, but if there is anything that someone who is interested in coming to this exhibition that you think they should maybe keep in mind when going through the space, what would that be?
I hope people think about, firstly, where we are, Aslahan, Squamish territories, how we have come to be here together, what are our responsibilities, but in a way of sharing beauty and joy, to say, what is our responsibilities because we love where we are? What are our responsibilities because this land, it grows us? You know, what are our opportunities to connect with our families, our histories, our cultures in reciprocity and relationship to this place or other places where we might visit? And what are our responsibilities to protect the right of individuals to do that?
Once again, that was our conversation with Tanya Willard, the artist behind Photolithics, now open at the Polygon Gallery in North Vancouver. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.